This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
What is up, all of our liberty-loving friends? This is another fantastic episode of Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network, starting hour number two right now. In this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction, and they've implemented really cool features to ensure it's undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible, and its network is protected from 51% attacks by their Chainlocks technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering the Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at dash.org. And a big thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit dash.org to learn about dash.org. Well, as some of you know, we have a daily podcast called Good Morning Liberty. You can find that on your favorite podcast app. By daily, I mean pretty much every single day of the week. There's 1,127 episodes as of today, and the live group is starting to vote on Dumb Bleep of the Year, so a lot of cool stuff happening. We got merchandise, you know, you got your Gadsden flag merchandise, and then we got a lot of custom stuff that I've made and put out there on the website. You can go to godhatesfeds.com. You always want to leave a rating and review. Go to the Free Talk Live podcast channel. Leave a rating and review on that one as well. You can listen to this entire 3-hour show on that every Tuesday when we put out a new show, as well as all the other great shows that they put out during the week. And you can always watch these videos live if you want to.
You'd have to be in our live group in the Fed Haters Club, which you can get to by going to joingmail.com. By the way, it went up to $7.
Oh, no.
I raised it to $7.
No way, because I saw someone commenting not that long ago saying mm-hmm. they were about to join back, and they were hoping you were going to be lazy.
We've given some warnings, and the real libertarian fee went up quite a lot. The inflation hit that one hard. Mm. That's the one where you pay one time, and then you get to mooch off of our hard work for the rest of your life. For however long we live, basically. it's not pegged to your life. It's pegged to ours.
Do you think, like, in 30 years we're still going to be doing this podcast?
We better.
Yeah.
We better.
Doesn't that sound kind of fun?
Yeah, actually? Kind of. Yeah, kind of. Sometimes.
My grandpa's in there doing his podcast again.
I just hope, you know, we got to remember to touch some grass every now and then, and that there's a world out there and not everybody is crazy. You know, we spend so much time digging around on the internet for crazy stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's important to remember that not everyone is as dumb as the people that we talk about every day on the show.
Just most of them are.
Just a lot of the people, more than we care to admit. But I was trying to throw in a little white pill to start off.
You know, I've learned as I get older. See, I have this thing where I try to see the good in people, which I think, you know, everyone has a shadow and everyone probably has some light in them, you know?
Everyone?
Everyone.
Even Henry Kissinger?
Yes.
He doesn't have any light anymore because that mother is dead.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Human beings that are alive.
Okay.
You can make a choice, right? Mm-hmm. You have the capability for good or for evil.
That's true.
And I try to see the good in people, and I've learned as I get older, I think more people choose evil than I once thought.
Maybe you choose evil people.
It's possible.
You're the problem.
You're right. You know what? You're right.
That's it.
Hey,
you got to take responsibility.
It's been pretty chilly here, but I just want to let everyone know, personal story real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It's been chilly here, but have no fear. Because today is my second to last episode before I'm gone.
Mm.
Down to warmer seas.
Yep.
For a little while.
And we hope you do well.
Yeah.
All of us back here holding down the fort. We somehow got to make up for everything you do here.
Yeah. Yep, I am. I'm going to hell.
To hell. That's what it is.
Trying to rescue my father.
No, he's gonna...
Before he kicks the bucket.
Now you're going to go make what? Well, like $1 million?
Can't kick anymore, but...
Probably... You're going to go make like $1 million, probably?
At the least.
Something like that?
Yeah.
At the minimum, you're going to make like 100K.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie's going to play the World Series of Poker tournament in the Bahamas.
A couple of them, yeah.
So wish him luck. If he does well, we all do well.
Sounds terrible, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay, anyway, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. One thing a lot of people are talking about was that crazy interview Elon Musk gave for CNBC, it was the Deal Book Summit with Andrew Ross Sorkin, the New York Times. I associate him with CNBC, so I don't know if that was specifically theirs either. But he said a lot of stuff, and I haven't made it through the whole thing, but of course there are specific clips that people are talking about. And while everyone else has talked about it, just wait until they hear us do it. Okay, so we're gonna play a couple of the...
You haven't heard us do it.
The one clip that everyone has for sure heard, if you have the internet by now, is just amazing. And it's the epitome of FU money, of course. Like, that's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
And X might end up going bankrupt because of it. Who knows? Some people are speculating that he's trying to precursor... cope, as the kids call it, like pre-cope, when X is going bankrupt, so we can blame it on these other companies and stuff pulling out all their money. We'll see. But anyway, here's what he had to say about advertisers pulling their money because Media Matters decided to say that he hates Jews. Here's that.
Apology tour, if you will. This had been said online. There was all of the criticism. There was advertisers leaving. We talked to Bob Iger today.
I hope they stop.
You hope
don't advertise.
You don't want them to advertise?
No. Earmuffs.
What do you mean?
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go f*** yourself. But go f*** yourself. Is that clear? I hope it is. Hey, Bob. If you're in the audience.
Well, let me ask you then.
That's how I feel.
How do you think?
I know some people don't like the guy, but I just love that. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
I love that attitude.
That's, you know, freedom right there, man.
He says hi, Bob, to Bob Iger from Disney. And Bob Iger was in the audience. Like, he was in there, and he's telling them to go F himself. I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
So much. There are other good... Man, your cans...
Are they making it in there?
I hate the cans. They're getting in the way over here.
He hates cans.
They're getting in the way over here. There's another really good thing he said.
Stay away from the cans.
Something you brought up earlier. I don't know if I kept the part about Tesla, but he was talking about how Tesla's been really good for the environment, and he runs Tesla and all that. I don't know if that's in this clip, but he says something really important in here. One, two, three, go.
Leader of the company, I've done more for the environment than everyone else, any single human on Earth.
How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about that?
Yeah, no, I'm asking you personally how you feel about that, because this goes, we're talking about power and influence and...
I'm saying what I care about is the reality of goodness, not the perception of it. And what I see all over the place is people who care about looking good while doing evil. Them. Okay?
Okay.
Like, tell me how you really feel.
Yeah. No,
Elon, don't hold back.
So that's something that we talk about all the time. We would describe it as a virtue signal.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about that a lot.
People love to pat themselves on the back,
mm-hmm,
saying that they're for the right things.
Looks like they're doing something good, but they're actually doing something evil, and F them. I don't know if someone pissed him off beforehand or what it was, but he was hot.
Yeah.
For sure. He didn't care.
Uh-uh.
He gave zero Fs.
Yep.
So
he gave a lot of
Fs
in that speech.
He did.
Yeah, or in the interview, yeah.
So
I said the F word quite a bit.
I really like that one a lot. I posted that one earlier because that's what we deal with all the time. A lot of what the left is in general are a bunch of people who like to say, like, oh, look how good I am. I'm so good at all this stuff. And they do these little virtue signaling things. And it's all just for show.
Yeah.
It's just so they can look better than other people.
It's actually so they can line their own pockets more.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Actually.
It is. This one is a little bit longer clip.
And this is, you know, it's do what I say, not what I do,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's another thing. The older I get, I was telling the live group this earlier, the Fed Haters Club, the older I get, the more I realize, you know, people will say a lot of things.
They will.
You just have to look at what are their actions?
Mm-hmm.
What do they actually believe? What are they really doing?
If it's real, people will back it up with actions, not just
words.
Do they
actually show up when you ask them to show up, you know, or do they not?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are they actually there for you or are they not? Do they follow through on the things they say they're going to do, or do they not?
Mm-hmm.
And this is true whether it's politically or culturally or even small town relationally. You know?
Yeah.
What do people actually do? What do they actually believe?
Just in your personal relationships, to be mm-hmm. small town relationally, just be.
Bring it into your home.
So this one is a little bit longer, but. You know, one thing we talk about, the thing that we talk about the most on this podcast is economics. And we happen to be fans of what we call capitalism or free market capitalism. We don't like it when people call things monopolies.
Voluntarism.
Yeah. Just, you know, voluntary exchange among people. And we don't like it when people call things monopolies when they're not monopolies. And Elon Musk doesn't either. And he did a really good job explaining that there sometimes you can have a monopoly because you use the government to control the market, or you can be the biggest in a field because you have the best products and you do a better job than everyone else. And that doesn't mean that you're a monopoly. And that's kind of how he responded to this line of questioning. It's a couple minutes, but it's some economics. And so I wanted to hear it from the second richest person in the world. Right now,
maybe the Chinese will tell you that you have to, they have leverage over you and you're going to have to turn that off, right? I mean, these are very difficult decisions, and I'm so curious how you think about that. And not just the decisions, the fact that you have that power.
I think it's important for the audience to understand that the reason I have these powers is not because of some anti-competitive actions. It's simply because we've executed very well.
Oh, I'm not dismissing that. I think there are so many people, by the way, who are huge supporters of what you
created.
There
are other satellites out there, you know.
But they're not as good as yours. And,
right.
And we can say maybe make the same argument on the cars and everything else. Yes. But as a result, that gives you enormous leverage. Right?
Okay. I mean,
with the exception of, by the way, these advertisers who aren't on X, in every other instance, everybody needs you.
I mean, nobody's going to use our product if it's better than use somebody else's product if it's their other product's better.
And I accept that. And maybe one day somebody else will create a better product.
Is it like... You know, how is it a bad thing to make better products than other companies?
Well, and I wanted to go back to the Starlink piece of it, though, because that has sort of a geopolitical ramification in terms of your power and how you think about that specific power, and then the power that the U.S. government might have either over you or not over you, the power the Chinese government might have over you or not over you, and how those things get used.
I mean, what are you suggesting?
I'm asking the question around this very idea of how these satellites are going to be used, whether you think that you should have control of them, whether the government should have control of them.
Trust the government?
Well, there's a lot of people who don't trust the government.
No, exactly.
But then this goes back to the trust of you, right?
I mean, like I said, we're not the only company who has communication satellites. Our satellites are just... much better than theirs. So it's not like we have a monopoly.
Right. Do you feel like anybody has
product? It's not like.
Do you feel anybody has leverage over you?
I mean, I think at the end of the day, if we make bad products that people don't want to use, then the users will vote with their resources and use something else.
All right. So that's exactly what we say about these big companies all the time. I love, by the way.
The only thing we have to be truthful here. Mm-hmm. The government offers a credit to purchase a Tesla, get an EV credit.
Smaller credit than the other companies.
Than the other companies, yeah. True. But Tesla had them before mm-hmm. the other companies had them.
Yeah, yeah, because they had EVs before the other companies had them.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, full all the information mm-hmm. out there. They also got a ton of carbon credits for their product.
Mm-hmm.
So the government was offering a lot of money for that. Just, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I just want all the information out there.
Yeah. All right. Move on.
What?
Because he doesn't have any good companies.
I'm not saying he doesn't.
Okay, well, we'll go on to the...
Nothing to say about that?
The subject... No, I get that part. I love that when he's talking about whether or not the government should have control over the satellites because people don't trust him. He asked if you'd trust the government, and that's his first response to that. So that's really good. And he also says several times that if people want to take their dollars elsewhere, that's what they should do, that they're competitors. There's other communication satellites out there. And that's exactly the argument when talking about monopolies.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's that. Why do I have this quote up here? I've got a quote from 1984. Happen to be wearing a hoodie right now. You can buy, you can go to GodHatesFeds.com. And it says the answer to 1984 is 1776.
That math checks out.
We did the math.
Mm-hmm.
We put it in the calculator, and when you put it in there, it says that. All right, so you can go find that shirt on the website.
That was in the Liberty calculator.
It was. The quote is, "The party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command." So don't pay attention to what they're doing. Just pay attention to what they're saying.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Kind of goes along with the other stuff we've been talking about. Okay, so why is that? We're going to talk about the economy for a second. Joe Biden, he's the president.
I see another quote going around that I think is really cool, by the way, that I think is similar to this. And it's not a quote, but it's something someone's talking about, is that people, when they watch these movies like The Hunger Games, you know, they identify with the opposition. You know, mm-hmm. identify with the fighting the tyranny, fighting the capital.
Mm-hmm.
And then all sorts of other movies, you can, whatever, the Marvel movies, whatever it is, they're fighting Star Wars. You know, you're fighting the government.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
You are. Yeah.
And everybody can relate to that, except for when it comes to, like, reality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like we somehow skip that.
It's because they think their guy is not going to do whatever that bad thing is, you know?
And really, the whole time, it's the man behind the curtain. You know, it's Oz.
Yeah.
You know? They're turning knobs and all kinds of stuff, but you just see, they just want you to see what they want you to see.
Not
all the knob turning.
The problem is they just think the wrong
guy.
Pull levers.
Yeah.
This one goes like that.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah,
like big knobs, though.
He's got, yeah.
Real big dials.
Real big, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, the Hunger Games is a really good example, and I think the answer is...
Pay no mind to the man behind the curtain! That's, yeah, something like that.
I've never seen it myself, so no.
No, The Wizard of Oz?
No, never seen it.
Hmm. Okay.
Should I watch it sometime? Is it one of those kind of had-to-be-there sort of things, you know?
It's okay.
Yeah. Would I like it?
I mean, you probably relate mostly to... I'd say you probably relate mostly to the Tin Man.
Why?
Because you have no heart.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I thought he didn't have a brain. Is that the Scarecrow? Stiff.
Scarecrow doesn't have a brain.
Okay. Tin Man doesn't have a heart?
No, he's kind of stiff.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we got that sorted out. Joe Biden, by the way, who's a combination of both of those things. All of them, actually. The wizard also, I guess. What the economy looks like to Biden voters in swing states. These are Biden voters in 2020. So by income, these are people who say the economy is excellent or good, or people who say the economy is poor or only fair. Fair as in, like, kind of good, not like fair, unfair, that kind of thing. If you're making under 50K, only 30% of people say it's good. 50 to 100,000, 37% of people say it's good. If you're making over $100,000 a year and you voted for Joe Biden in 2020 and you're making over 100K a year, only 42% of those people think the economy is either good or excellent. With young people, 18 to 29, only 11% of people think it's good. or 30 to 44, only 19% of people think it's good. And so basically a lot of people think the economy is really bad. And so Biden is working on solving this problem. And the problem is to change what people think about the economy, but not the economy itself. It's you got to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. Okay. It's his most essential command coming from them right now. There was a story.
The black and Hispanic vote, only 25%.
Mm.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's not good.
And the female, only 35%. Huh?
42% of males, though.
Hmm.
How about that?
It's interesting.
The biggest block that think it's doing okay are white males.
Yeah.
You know, that voted for Biden. There's a story in the Washington Post, and it was last week, and we didn't talk about it until I just read through it, and I saw some crazy stuff. But there's this viral video that went around of the $16 McDonald's meal that might explain voter anger at Biden. And it was a quarter pounder, but it was like a special quarter. It was like a quarter pounder with bacon or something. I don't remember what the exact flavors were. And so they tell the story. This was actually recorded and put out back in December of 2022. And they say it was a novelty item. The video went viral, racking up hundreds of thousands of views. After McDonald's revenue report recently, the same post went viral again earlier this month with at least half a dozen news outlets, including the Washington Examiner, New York Post, Newsmax, picking up the story. One YouTube video got 2 million views, inaccurately describing it as a Big Mac meal. And so they pinpointed the problem here. There's misinformation going around saying that this was a $16 Big Mac meal. And it turns out it was this specialty smoky double quarter pounder, a BLT with fries and a Sprite. And so the problem with people's perception of the economy is that they watched a viral TikTok video and they saw someone allegedly say that a Big Mac costs $16. And that's why they think the economy's bad, is because of this video that they saw. Not because of anything happening in their own lives, like things costing more, you know, struggling just a little bit more to pay the bills than normal. You base it solely off of these viral videos that you saw online, on YouTube or Twitter or TikTok. These stories soon reached the White House Office of Digital Strategy, which tracked the meme as one of many exaggerated examples of the nation's economic woes, according to a White House official, speaking, of course, on the condition of anonymity. In reality, inflation has been steadily subsiding. Let's talk about that steadily subsiding inflation. Of course, our perfect, amazing Bidenomics economy that we're all living in right now. It's so good. Don't you just feel it? Just look at the poll numbers. Everyone can feel it hard right now. Well, we'll be right back with a lot more on Liberty at Night on the Free Talk Live Network.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. Intense combat is underway as Israeli forces advance further into southern Gaza. The United Nations issues a warning of impending dire situation as Palestinian civilians evacuate amid the shelling. The UN currently estimates that approximately 1.9 million people in Gaza have been displaced. House Republicans intend to unveil additional surveillance footage from the 2021 U.S. Capitol riot, according to Speaker Mike Johnson.
We want transparency. We should demand that the American people do. House Republicans trust the American people to draw their own conclusions. Rockin' around.
the Christmas tree.
Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree is now just the third holiday song ever to claim the top spot of the Billboard Hot 100 chart. The 65 years between the song's release and it hitting number one is the longest climb to the top in the chart's history. Dave Collins, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network, coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee. Of course, you can listen to us every Tuesday night doing Liberty at Night for Free Talk Live. And you can listen to Charlie and I every day of the week on your favorite podcast app under the name Good Morning Liberty. So if you like what you're hearing, you can get a whole lot more of it, like over 1,000 episodes, lot more of it. And you can always join the Fed Haters Club. That's the live group. That's who gets to hang out with us live every day of the week. And then you can vote on things like Dumb Bleep, Dumb Bleep of the Year. You can do submissions for show content. You can talk to us live while we're doing the show. And you can hear us interacting with people all the time. Before we took that break, we were talking about inflation and how the government says that inflation is subsiding. And last week, the government reported price hikes had eased yet again in October. And the average Big Mac nationally, as of this summer, cost $5.58, up from $4.89. Now, anyone to point out, they're giving the sandwich pricing there, just the meal sandwich pricing.
Yeah,
because I was just at McDonald's like 2 hours ago. Okay, and it's
like $7 now.
I would have got it. Oh, it's more. It's like probably $9 for the meal.
For the meal.
Yeah. Good and Lord. That guy had a meal. So they did pull a fast one here and just use the sandwich pricing. I did want to point that out.
Although, what happened to the sandwich price?
It's still up 70 cents since before Biden took office, according to an index maintained by The Economist.
That's up more than 10%, but it's not $16.
Yeah, $5.58 is not $16, and of course they're using the sandwich pricing, not the meal pricing, to make this point for you.
But it's still up more than 10% since the dude took office 3 years ago.
I know. The Big Mac index strikes again. The Big Mac conundrum reflects what Biden aides and senior Democratic officials regard as one of their most vexing challenges ahead of the 2024 presidential election.
Lying to people. Yeah.
Even as inflation has fallen to a manageable 3%, which is 50% higher than the Fed's target, and although the labor market has remained hot amid strong growth, voters still don't like the economy.
and they're blaming the president. Even though inflation is less than what it, even though prices are increasing at a slower rate than they used to be increasing, which was like four decade highs of inflation, but for some reason, voters still having a problem with this economy. They don't know why. Don't they know that prices are going up slower than they used to be going up? Yeah. We'll get more on this here in just a second. As the administration tries to figure out how to improve its economic message, not the economy, the economic message.
Yeah.
Okay. White House Chief of Staff.
What's funny is the message would follow if the economy was just better.
You don't need to say anything about it. Honestly, they don't have to say anything.
Yeah.
They could just make the economy better. But they don't know how, because the only thing they know to do is to print money and give it out to people. And that's all they understand in the whole world. Chief of Staff has held internal meetings over the last several weeks with top communications and economic officials, not to fix the economy. They're talking to communications officials with the economic officials so they can better communicate why the economy is not what people think it is.
According, not the game. They're talking about practice.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
According to two people familiar with the internal matters, speaking on the condition of anonymity, because you wouldn't want to know who those people are. On the one hand, administration officials say Biden deserves more credit for his economic accomplishments. A booming job market, substantial wage increases for low-income workers, rapid economic growth. They say are a result of his 2021 economic stimulus and other legislative measures. Well, guess what? The inflation is widely a result of that as well. Like those, print the money and so Americans won't give Biden credit for those accomplishments if the president and his allies don't talk about them. And that's one thing we've noticed from the Biden administration is they refuse to talk about the economy and how many jobs they've created or anything, or gas prices coming down or anything like that. And that's the problem. They just haven't been talking about these figures, these facts and figures. They got to get them out there.
Yep.
When asked about young voters' economic frustrations with the president, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said, "I'm aware of that, and I think it's our job to explain to Americans what President Biden has done to improve the economy." That's what their job is.
Yeah.
It's to explain to Americans, not to fix the economy where they would need no us. They would see the video and they'd be like, "That person's crazy.
Like,
everything's great right now."
You're like, "Mr. President, it's kind of getting hard for me to afford the eggs at the grocery store." And he's like, No, the price of the eggs doesn't matter.
No, the price of the eggs has gone down from the record highs they were at.
No, they haven't, Mr. President. They haven't. And he's like, that doesn't. What matters is how you feel about this economy, and your feelings are wrong. Okay, let me tell you what is right here, which is that all the stuff that I've done should make you feel better about it. And but they would just actually fix the price of the eggs.
The actual problem.
Yeah, then there wouldn't need to be any messaging. You wouldn't have to convince anyone.
Yeah, that's the thing. Now, we've talked about this a bunch of times. There's this crazy idea that people think since inflation has gone down, inflation has decreased by 65%, as they say, that there are some crackpot crazy leftists out there that think that means prices have come down. And we have gone to the outside edges and lengths of the internet to find these crazy people who suggest that since inflation is down, that means that prices are lower than they used to be. And we've made fun of people for saying that. But it was hardly ever Joe Biden who actually said that inflation was down, therefore prices would be down, except for yesterday, a couple days ago, whenever this was, where he literally said that prices should be down because inflation is lower than it used to be. And so we'll play this little clip from him and then show his tweet. And this let's play it first, then we'll talk about it.
Today, our supply chains are stronger than ever, with backlogs, bottlenecks, and shipping rates at a 25-year low. We've created 14 million new jobs, including 800,000 manufacturing jobs. And the unemployment rate has stayed below 4% for the longest stretch in over 50 years. And wages for working families have gone up while inflation has come down 65%. giving families a little more money in their pockets and a little more breathing room this holiday season. But we know the prices are still too high for too many things. That times are still too tough for too many families. But we made progress, but we have more work to do. Let me be clear. To any corporation that's not brought their prices back down, even as inflation has come down, even as supply chains have been rebuilt, it's time to stop the price gouging and give the American consumer a break.
Yeah. It's the greed, man. Corporate greed.
It's corporate greed.
I've got some interesting statistics for you.
What you got?
I don't know if you saw this or not, but of course there was Black Friday and Cyber Monday and Travel Tuesday that happened, you know, the last couple of days. Americans spent a record amount of money than they ever have. I think spending was up 8%.
7.5%.
Yep. Oh, you already have this in here?
No, I don't have it in here. Oh, okay. I don't.
But do you know the most interesting stat of all? Did you know that the pay-as-you-go, like a firm, the monthly payments for these things was up 42%?
Yeah,
42%.
Just say the rate at which people were using pay-as-you-go increased by 42%.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
I think it worked out to be like 30% of the spending, because it ended up being like, I don't remember, like $12 billion of the... you know, $30-something billion that was spent over the last 5 days.
This is where some people are saying the big one is coming, because we keep talking about, where's this recession?
Everybody spent more money on Christmas presents, but they're doing it on loans.
Everyone thought there was going to be a recession this year, and the recession didn't happen. And where is this? Well, the answer,
our firm has it.
The answer is people have been financing everything that they're buying. But the if you look at the numbers on that, people are getting very close to maxing out all of the credit that they have. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, and then, I mean, not just they'll stop buying things. Okay, so that'll happen. Also, those payments that are going to have really high interest on them because of our interest rates, when those are coming due also, there could be, it could be bad. Could be, I'm not saying scariest environment imaginable or anything, but it could be pretty bad when that happens. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people are saying that's actually going to be next year when this whole thing takes place. But we'll see. We'll see about that. To reiterate a couple things that Joe Biden said, I can't stress to you how, I mean, I know the guy is super old and senile and all that. It's one thing for us to have talked about crazy people on the internet talking about how inflation is down, therefore prices are down. We've made fun of this before. The president of the United States is out there.
Well, it's a whole team of people.
Putting a lot of people around him. It's the only reason he's even standing up right now. Now he's probably taking a nap.
A whole team of economists. Even.
He's out there in front of the American people and saying that inflation is down, therefore prices should be down, which is an economic lie. Could just say fallacy or whatever. It's just a straight up lie. And that is what he is having to resort to right now, because he's betting on people not understanding the fact that even though inflation was at 9.1% and now it's at 3 or 3 point, whatever the number is right now, core inflation is still at 4. Even though it was at 9.1 and now it's at 4, they somehow will make the argument the price should be down. That still means prices are increasing. And he reiterated this point. Let me be clear. He says, let me be clear. So he's being very clear right now. To any corporation that hasn't brought their prices back down, even as inflation has come down, it's time to stop the price gouging. Give American consumers a break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We're coming up towards the end of the year holiday season. Personally, I do look forward to it, but it can be pretty stressful. There's a lot of scheduling that you have to do with different family. Maybe they live around the globe. Maybe you're missing a loved one this year. Adding something new and positive to your life can counteract some of those feelings that you're having. Therapy can be a bright spot. amid all that stress that you're going through. Something to look forward to, make you feel grounded, give you the tools to manage everything that's going on. I've done therapy in the past. It was very helpful and life-changing just to talk through some of these things with people and learn how to deal with things as they come up. Charlie has used BetterHelp for years, so if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GML today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GML. Brought their price as if the prices popped up because inflation was high, and now that inflation went back down to 3, that means you lower your prices back down to where it was back when inflation used to be 3, I guess, even though that means they were increasing, compounding on top of each other the whole time. And he's just out there saying this to people.
Inflation is at 3%, which means it's still up.
Still increasing.
From previous.
Mm-hmm. On top of the 9 or whatever it was before that. The actual inflation, I think, since Biden took office, just talking about it in, I guess, partisan terms right now, I think it's around 17% that there's been. It hasn't gone down. That's deflation. This is technically called disinflation, meaning the inflation rate has come down a bunch from where it was. Deflation would be the inflation rate in the negative. That would be deflation. So he's still doing this.
And prices are still up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, but they're up because it's greedy corporations.
Of price gouging. Yeah. On top of that, in that little clip that we played of his speech, he said that wages, that people's wages were going up. All right. Now, what do we know about that? Wages finally started outpacing inflation like 4 months ago. Before that, inflation was going up more than the wages. And in fact, I believe there's a chart right there. This is the consumer price index versus average hourly earnings. You could talk about how average hourly earnings, maybe that's not the best thing, but also the CPI is a bad number also. This is like twice that much. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what you see on this chart, if you're watching on YouTube or Rumble or Odyssey or whatever, this thing in the middle right here, that's called histogram. And what this shows is the difference between these two lines, like where it's right here above. That means that wages, real average hourly earnings, actually increased because inflation was less than what the growth in average hourly earnings was. And then when it's down here at the bottom, that means that real wages are actually declining because inflation is up above what the wages are, what the wage growth is. And what you see is January 2021, which is when Biden took office, almost all of these months, it has been in the negative, real wages declining. Now, recently, we had a 0.5% versus inflation. We might have had a 1.3% or something like that a couple times. But that's after you went through all of these months of your real wages declining versus inflation.
Years.
And then you, well, there's years of them.
Two and a half years.
And then you get 5 months where it's above the zero line right here. And he says, hey, people are doing better. Wages are going up. But the wages have been going up. Just inflation was way more than that. And so people's real wages have been going down until the last 5 months. And even if the real wages went up over the last 5 months, they're still way behind because of the 24 months before that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just expected to ignore all of that and listen to what he's saying.
I think the cool thing, though, is the rhetoric doesn't really work.
Yeah.
For the most part.
That's true. That's true.
Because people, I mean, they live everyday life. It's like you have to go out and things are, I mean, I tell you what, I can't get out of the grocery store. It doesn't matter what I go for less than $150
yeah.
almost every time I go. And I'm just, it's just typically like me and a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what? That's crazy.
It's price gouging.
Yeah.
It's because Kroger has a monopoly.
You know, my family was here. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but my family was here for Thanksgiving and I had all these frozen steaks. And I had bought them this year. Yeah, this year. Between the months of March and October, I think. And I started getting them out there, and I noticed the price per pound. They're all ribeyes. I like ribeye. The price per pound increased from $15.99 to $21.99.
Whew.
Between March of 2023 and October of 2023. And that didn't matter where that was Kroger, Publix, and Walmart. I bought meat from all three locations. $15.99 a pound up to $21.99 a pound.
And when you saw that, you got mad at the greedy corporations.
Yes.
And you wondered why all of a sudden they got greedy.
Right.
Because they didn't used to be greedy before that.
Nope.
You know, just right now they're greedy.
Yeah. Because they're going against. Yeah.
Okay, one more thing here. I guess we got a few minutes for it. This is probably the last thing it will be mentioned for Dumb Bleep tomorrow, but we won't have all that time that we just spent on it. This one's probably going to be in Dumb Bleep as well, but it goes along with the economic conversation that we just had. Because what have they been doing? What do they want to do for the economy? They want to print a bunch of money and then just use it on frivolous things, basically. The government spending money is like the most inefficient way that you can spend money. They're terrible at it. All right. So you get a terrible bang for your buck. You get a big bang for your buck when they spend money on bombs.
Yeah.
Okay. You like that, right? Yes,
exactly.
Go ahead, Charlie. Ed, from one of the Krasenstein, Ed, this time.
All right. He X is out, I guess.
Post.
He posts. He tweets. Sending arms to Ukraine creates jobs in America, and it generates wealth for American workers in many rural towns across America. For example, this video below shows 155 millimeter shells. Those are big ones.
You know? Yeah.
You don't have, there's no AR-15 that shoots 155 millimeters.
And when you hit a deer with that, it actually resembles closer what Joy Behar thinks a deer looks like when you shoot it with an AR-15.
They're being manufactured. The U.S. Shells being manufactured. The U.S.
Yeah, the
Texas has received over $1.45 billion to produce these shells and other weapons for Ukraine. Pennsylvania has received over $2.3 billion, Arizona $2.19 billion, etc. While Republicans love to claim that the money is being laundered, the truth is the aid is benefiting U.S. workers quite a bit, and it is highly monitored and regulated. It is not a blank check like MTG and others want you to believe. Why do people trust the government so much? Like, you think other people would launder money, you know, and be evil about it like these
guys? I think they wouldn't launder it, though.
But the governments wouldn't do it.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So aside from the laundering part, this is called the broken window fallacy.
And you think, like, Biden and his administration is good at not laundering money.
True.
Or taking bribes or anything like that. I mean, have you seen the latest reports that there was a $5 million...
I haven't been following all that stuff.
Something about $5 million to Hunter Biden that was flagged by a bank, but nothing was done about it.
I imagine that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'll be interested to see when it comes out in the report.
But aside from the laundering,
they should have had a Randall Stevens.
This is called was that the guy's name?
Yeah.
He's
a guilty one, Your Honor. The man with the bank accounts.
This is called the broken window fallacy. The idea, first off, when he says Texas has received, this is good for American workers, okay? Texas has received $1.45 billion to produce these. Pennsylvania has received over $2.3 billion. Arizona, $2.19 billion. Now, they received this money. Where did they get the money?
Stolen from you to begin with.
Taken from American workers and then given back to American workers. And what did they do with it? Did they produce things that increased the value of our economy, made things more efficient? They set it on fire. And this way, they actually blow it up. But they take raw materials, and then they destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is supposed... So they took your money. They kept some of it for themselves. They paid some people way too much money to make these things. And so giving it back to some of the workers. And then they took that product that was created in the economy, and they set it on fire afterwards. This is like saying that if we had a factory that made tables and chairs, that we should take money from you, give it to the government, the government gives some of it back, it pays you to make tables and chairs, and then we all have a table chair burning party outside, and we help the economy.
And that produces wealth.
And that produces wealth in the economy.
Or It's like I take $100 from you, Nate, and I give 10 back to you, and I say, that's wealth.
There you go. You just created wealth. Just then.
What are you complaining about? What are you complaining about? That's wealth.
This is one of the greatest examples, because you're actually talking about things for the military that's literally just going to get destroyed. You could say it was creating value if somehow we were going to win the war for Ukraine, and then that was somehow going to directly benefit, to the tune of all these billions of dollars or more, the American workers afterwards.
What if it protects the labs in Ukraine, though?
That's true. I want to protect those labs.
What if it helps us negotiate the oil prices in the Middle East?
Oil's well, pretty cheap right now. You know, we're doing just fine. We don't need Ukraine anymore. We got our own wheat.
Well, I'm not saying Ukraine. I'm talking about the Middle East.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
So, the idea,
what,
like...
What did Osama say? What price? What kind of prices?
Oh, I can't remember what he called them.
Taking their riches and selling it for...
Paltry.
Yeah, some kind of bad prices.
This goes along with what the Biden administration is talking about, because this kind of thing is all that they've allegedly done to help the economy. Because this is a great this is actually some of what they say they've done to help the economy. Look at this money that's gone into the economy. Of course, they either taxed it away from the workers, or they printed it and created the inflation that everyone is upset about in the first place. And so you can't get around it. All right. You can't square that circle into a round peg hole.
Mm-mm.
Okay. You just can't do it.
Yep. That's what I was taught.
Yeah,
growing up,
we learned that. We learned that
real young. I think I was 6 months old.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We learned that in school. What was the quote that we went over? Let's just make sure that we know that, because it kind of sums up what's going on here. The party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command. Mm-hmm. There you go. Coming right up, we got Dumb Bleep of the Week. That's everyone's favorite show every week. We got 10 items, I think, and the Fed Haters Club. Join GML.com. $7 a month. Fed Haters Club is going to be voting for what the dumbest thing said this week was.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.